Grove Foundation and Community Center have been connecting the west end of Cook County since 1985. Joining us now with an update is Executive Director Caroline Wood and Board Member Stan Tull. Welcome, Caroline and Stan. Good to have you here this morning. All right, now, what is the Birch Grove Foundation? What's their mission?
We provide community recreation and senior services to Lutzen, Tofte, and Schroeder residents and their guests. And right now we're working on program development in several areas like arts and culture, health and wellness, recreation and leisure, and one more. It'll come to me in a minute.
Okay, good. So can you just talk about what are some of the actual activities that happen at Birch Grove? Just a few of them.
Yeah. On Mondays and Wednesdays, we have a core group of people meeting at 10:30 for a Go for Life fitness, and that's fitness for people 55 and over. And then on Fridays, we are starting Zumba at 10:30 also.
Okay.
And then senior lunches are hugely popular in the West End.
Okay. And then also Birch Grove hosts the Birch Grove Community School.
Actually, the building is owned by Tofte Township. It's called Birch Grove Center. Mm-hmm. And both the foundation, the school, the clinic are all tenants of Tofte Township.
Okay. And so do you have a direct relationship with Birch Grove Community School or?
No, we're just co-tenants in the building. And we have supported them in different ways in the past. And we just are there to keep the facility going for the community.
For the whole community.
Yes.
All right. Now, Stan, you are a board member. Correct?
Yep, all right. Relatively new board member.
I was just going to ask, how long you been there?
Probably, three months, somewhere
okay.
in there.
Okay, relatively new then. Yep. All right. What does a board member do?
Well, my particular interest in being a board member was just to try to bring, I don't live in any of the three townships, so I bring kind of an outside view to the whole thing. They've kind of been needing some help. They were short of people. I decided I really liked the facility. I liked the way they spent their 1% money. I liked the way they managed the building. I consider that building to be quite an asset to the county, but particularly to the West End. So I'm just trying to help.
It's a real central place for the West End activities. Really important.
I'm hoping it becomes even more so. I think we could use that building to bring together the West End a little bit better than it is now. That's kind of the nice part of having the availability of having more board members. I'd like to see the board be well-rounded between the three townships, and maybe we could start working some stuff out.
So what kind of time commitment? How often are you there being active with the board?
Being new, I'm not as active as I probably should be. I think you should probably talk to Carolyn about that. She knows what she wants, and she's actually the reason I joined. Is I believe in her direction, and I believe the board did a good job in hiring her, and I think she has the potential to make it work.
So I imagine you have monthly meetings?
Yes, right now we've been meeting monthly because we've had a lot of changes going on. We recently changed from a June fiscal year end to December. So now we match the funding streams of the county and the three townships. It really helps with communicating the budget needs with everyone. And so that's how our board recruitment wound up falling in the middle of April, is we're trying to bring it into the January
cycle. All right. So for folks that are interested, what's the length of service or what's a typical?
There's a 2-year term limit in the bylaws right now and a 6-meeting minimum per year. We're hoping to get committees involved because it's our 30th anniversary this year. So we really want to celebrate that and the presence in the West End.
Sounds like that's part of the quality of a healthy board is maybe that involvement with committees as well.
Yes.
So what are some important issues that your board is facing this coming term?
In December, when Stan joined us, we went through the strategic planning process, kind of updating our vision for the next 30 years, hopefully. And we really thought that seniors would be the most advantageous part of our development and initiatives. And we just recently received a $20,000 award from the Northland Foundation's Rural Aging Initiative. And so with that, it's a capacity building grant. We get to really work through the strategic planning process and build something really great for the West End.
So that sounds like that's one of your activities yourself, and then the board is preparing these kind of grant applications?
Yes.
To help fund.
Actually, we're meeting on Wednesday to accept that grant, hopefully, as well as a grant from the North Shore Healthcare Foundation.
Excellent.
Yeah, and that will be for health initiatives and mostly wellness and education.
Stan, who would you like to encourage to consider board membership?
Well, I'd like to see a diverse age group. It'd be nice to get some young people in there. I would actually even like to request, if you can't make the board commitment, to at least talk to your neighbors, see if they use the facility, what they use, what they think could be better, and at least bring information back to us. But the board commitment would be nice. It would be nice to get some younger people in the board, and we definitely need a nice split between the three townships so that the townships feel they have an equal play.
All right. How can interested people learn more?
They could call me at 663-7977, or our email is BGF, which stands for Birch Grove Foundation, @boreal.org.
And how can people apply?
There is an application on our website at birchgrovefoundation.org, and they could also just request that directly from me. There's a little explanation of what the board commitment is, what the expectations of a board member are, and we'd love to give them more information.
So that's bgf.org.
bgf@boreal.org.
@boreal.org. So if people want to find out who the board members are, is that going to be on that website as well?
Yes, our website is really comprehensive, so
all right.
You can find out lots of great information there.
So if people do want to pass information on to folks like Stan and your other board members, that's a good way to find out who your board member is.
Yes.
We're speaking with Executive Director Caroline Wood of the Birch Grove Foundation and Community Center. The foundation has several new openings for board members. More information from Caroline at 663-7977. Caroline or Stan, anything else that you'd like to add?
I would like to say the special meeting that we're hoping to recruit for is actually on April 15th at 4:30 at Birch Grove Foundation.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.